Hey guys, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. Hey, I'm back from Costa Rica. I missed last week and I sure missed you guys, but I was having a blast getting lost somewhere in Nicaragua. GPSs are a wonderful thing. I'm glad to be back in the saddle and back talking to you again. I wanted to talk today about something that I posted recently in the Good Men Project, another article. It's titled something like Divorce Guy's Advice for My Married Brothers, something like that. I'll put a link for it below here in this newsletter that this video is attached to. But one thing I wanted to do in this video is talk about these three secrets. And why does a divorce guy care about helping married guys? First of all, one, because I was a married guy for 28 years and I learned a bunch of stuff. Stuff that married guys need to know, stuff that divorce guys need to know, stuff that even single guys need to know. It's funny that a divorce and all the pain and trauma that goes with it all of a sudden switches all these little things in your mind of things that become blindingly obvious, blindingly clear. They're difficult even after divorce, but the three secrets I want to talk about are tough ones. The three secrets are, the first one, stop giving an F. I'm not going to use the F word in this video. I'll just keep it clean, but I'll say flip. Stop giving a flip. I know it's really, really hard when things are feeling anxious, when she's pulling away, when there's cold and there's distance and there's disconnection and there's dismissiveness and disapproval. Sometimes in marriage, especially toward the really tough part, when things feel like they're falling apart, it is so hard not to give a flip about everything, about what she's saying and what she's thinking and her tone and her facial expression and who she's talking to and who she's texting and why did she change that Facebook photograph or profile image. It's hard not to give a crap about everything, but you know in your heart that by giving so much of a crap about everything in her life and about who she is and what she's doing, you're pushing her further and further away. And you also know intellectually that if you're doing this on your first date with a new woman, or you're doing this with a woman at work you work with, or you're doing it with a daughter, any woman who feels male neediness, male anxiety, male desperation has to move away from it. They're simply not programmed to deal with male vulnerability and neediness. So my first secret is you have to stop giving a flip. Of course, you care about her dreams and you care about her fears and you care about her needs. You care about her, but you can do that without giving a flip what she thinks about you. You can do that without having to know everything she's up to. And at this point, it's really important for a guy to get busy with something of his own. I know that's hard too, especially if you're working your butt off and you don't have a passion. You don't have a hobby. You're not a windsurfer, you're not a water skier, you're not a bungee jumper. If you're not doing something that lights you up besides work, sometimes the home and family is all you've got. And that is part of the problem. Giving too much of a flip about everything inside those four walls is one thing that makes guys much less attractive. So I encourage you to stop giving a flip so much. If you want to talk more about that, we will. Now, the second secret is a little different. Because in this time, right now, I know you're not having much sex, right? Some of you are. That's odd. Some of you in this situation are having more sex than usual, which is different. But in most cases, you're not having much sex. And so the second secret is start building up your sexual knowledge and your sexual value and your sexual mojo. No, you're not going to be able to do this with her. But one reason we get to this situation in relationships is because we've gotten way, way too comfortable. We've let intimacy slide. We've let all the erotic stuff of our relationship slide. We're functional. We're roommates. And we're doing nothing as men to increase our sexual value. So there are tons of podcasts and videos. And I have some on sex myself, but I'm not the expert. But there are so many things out there, podcasts, webinars, videos, books. I can refer some to you. I gave you a free book offer not too long ago, Open Her by Karen Brody. There's a lot more erotic books than that. But start getting your energy up, your masculine mojo sexual energy up, just so you do it for you, so you feel more confident. Assuming you do start having sex again with your wife and intimacy improves, you're going to be prepared to rock her world. You're going to have something new up your sleeve. You're going to feel more confidence. Don't rely on porn for this. Porn is the worst solution for keeping your sexual mojo high. In fact, it deflates it. It gives you a false sense of reality. So I recommend some high quality stuff. If you want to know about that, hit reply in this newsletter. Say you're desperate for some resources and I'll send some to you. Personal Life Media, though, I'll tell you one, Susan Bratton at Personal Life Media. There's a bunch of stuff in there. Some of it's really weird and goofy, but there's some high quality information there. The third secret. What is the third secret? I wrote it down here. The third secret is losing your fear of divorce. This is almost as hard as number one, not giving a flip. It's really hard to get through your head the idea that the fear of losing your wife, the fear of the process of divorce, is what's really causing the anxiety and all the desperate and needy behavior and all the interrogations and questions. So when you lose the fear of divorce, I'm not saying give up on your marriage. I'm saying give up on the idea that divorce would be the thing that kills you. I can tell you from experience and from every guy I know who actually does go through divorce, it's not all that bad. It's not that horrible. Yeah, there's money and there's kids and there's the dog and yeah, it can suck really bad. But if you're letting it grip you, if you're letting it control your sleep patterns and your energy and your attitude and your mojo, if you're letting that fear totally control everything you're thinking and saying and doing, you're going to get nowhere in patching up the connection that's been lost with your wife. You have to get to a point of understanding that if the worst that happened was that you got a divorce, I can promise you 99% of the guys that do get divorced that I work with end up having a pretty amazing life. I'm not trying to tell you to get divorced. I'm trying to tell you simply understand that the fear that you may have may be over-dramatized. It may be irrational. So kind of take a breath and realize that the divorce isn't that horrible, if it happens. Last thing I wanted to let you know, I gave a heads up to guys at my meetup here in Fort Collins, but today I'm sending it global. For those of you who have wanted to come to my ranch and come to a men's retreat, the next one's on June 25th, that's Saturday, from 11 to 6 p.m. here. Includes lunch, it includes a happy hour, open bar, and if you're so inclined, there's about 10,000 acres around here, literally, that you could bring your tent and pitch a tent on, and I will personally serve you coffee and bagels in the morning. This retreat's going to be about creating the life you really want. We're going to dive deep into the excuses and the plans that we make that sabotage us, creating the life we really want. We're going to get into why you think you may never have that, and then we're going to get into painting the picture and the story of what it is you want if you could have anything you want. And then we're going to get into action planning and talk about the first baby steps you can take to help make it become a reality. It's easier than you think. Thanks for watching today. Take care of yourself, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.